If you're a wine connoisseur like me, Yael, then you've probably experienced the catastrophic disappointment of opening a newly purchased several hundred dollar bottle of wine only to discover that it tastes like vinegar.
Sorry, Don. I buy my wine at the grocery store, and I can't say I've ever had a vinegar problem.
Well, any wine can turn to vinegar if oxygen gets inside the bottle and reacts with the alcohol. This happens when a cork is defective, of poor quality, or when the wine is stored upright instead of on its side. The storage position is crucial because to keep out oxygen, a cork must remain wet. If you buy an old wine at your local liquor store, you can make a good guess as to the wine's condition based on what you see. But not so if you're thinking of purchasing a bottle of wine from, say, a shipwreck.
I guess that's just the chance you take if you buy a bottle of wine found in a shipwreck.
It's not unheard of. And anyway, my point is that wine gone to vinegar isn't a chance you have to take. Not since a couple of chemists designed a way to place an unopened bottle of wine into a nuclear magnetic resonance spectrometer. Normally, this device is used to determine the chemical contents of a small tube of liquid, as well as to examine nuclei in the human body. But they have adapted the instrument so it can detect vinegar even before it reaches the official level required to call a wine spoiled.
Useful information, Don, if I ever get a hankering for a shipwrecked wine.
This moment of science comes from Indiana University.
There are hundreds more moments of science on our website at amomentofscience.org, where you can also view videos and sign up for podcasts. I'm Yael Cassander.
And I'm Don Glass.